Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome at Pegasus Nonwovens conference call. Today we will present the first quarter 2015 unaudited consolidated results. The speakers of the call will be, as usual, the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. František Řezáč.
Good afternoon.
And the Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Marián Rašík.
Good afternoon.
The management will first deliver a presentation which is available at our website, and afterwards you will have the opportunity to ask questions. Now let me hand over to Mr. Řezáč.
Thank you. Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. We achieved very good results in the first quarter of this year. We were especially satisfied with the production performance both in the Czech Republic and in Egypt, which is the result of the implemented optimization measures. There were no unexpected major disruption to production. The volume of production was practically the same as in the previous record quarter. As a result, we reached the level of finished goods inventory which ensures optimal production planning. Apart from the strong production figures, the results of this quarter were also positively impacted by very good sales. They were also helped by the decline in the polymer prices. Due to the built-in delays, it was only this quarter that the low prices got fully reflected in the results. Currently, the prices of polypropylene are back to and even above the maximum level recorded in 2014. This will have a negative effect on the second quarter results and will eliminate most of the positive impact from the first quarter. However, we believe that the achieved results represent a solid ground for the rest of the year and that we will be able to meet the goals that we have set for this year. Now I hand over to Marián, who will guide you through the financial part of the presentation.
Thank you, František. So now I will go through the key highlights of the first quarter. Our revenue in the first quarter amounted to 60.6 million euro, which is 2.9% higher compared with the same period of the last year. The rise in revenues may feel counterintuitive given the proclaimed decline in polymer prices. However, we must realize that the polymer prices move is reflected in the revenues only with a certain delay. As such, the revenue of the first quarter is still based on polymer prices levels recorded in the fourth quarter of 2014, which is when the prices of polymers only started to decline. Another effect supporting the revenue was the appreciation of US dollar, which positively impacted the sales of the Egyptian plant, given the fact that the majority of the sales are invoiced in US dollar. EBITDA reached 12.6 million euro, up by 3% year on year. The main effects which played the role in the year on year comparison were production, pass-through mechanism and revaluation of the share option bonus scheme. The production in the first quarter 2015 was by over 1,300 tons greater than the comparable period last year. The positive impact of the production was further supported by the polymer pass-through mechanism. On the other hand, the impact of the revaluation of the option scheme amounted to negative 700,000 euro in the first quarter 2015 compared with only about 100,000 euro expense in the comparable period last year. Net profit was boosted significantly by the unrealized FX gains caused by appreciation of US dollar against euro. Polymer prices declined in the first half of the quarter, but later on they reversed mainly due to the supply shortage of polymers, mainly in Europe. Currently they find themselves even above the maximum level recorded in 2014, which will have a negative impact on the second quarter result. Now let's skip slide number 6 and take a look to the more detailed statement of comprehensive income. On operating level, we have already mentioned the main drivers behind the very good EBITDA number. So let me spare a few words on item below EBITDA. Year-on-year increase in depreciation expense was mainly due to the strengthening of the US dollar, which has impact on the depreciation expenses of the Egyptian subsidiary. The strengthening of US dollar also played a major role in calculation of the unrealized FX gains that were mainly attributable to the revaluation of the intracompany loan provided to the Egyptian subsidiary. The net figure of 8.5 million euro corresponds with more than 12% appreciation of the US dollar against euro. It must be noted that in the preceding two quarters, the US dollar appreciated to a lesser extent, namely by 4% and 8% respectively. Interest expenses are in line with the previous two quarters and significantly lower in comparison with the same period last year as a result of improved indicators of indebtedness, which determine the margin that the banks charge on the top of the reference market rates. Lastly, the year-on-year income tax increase was mainly due to the fact that the tax incentives expired for one of the operating subsidiaries in the Czech Republic. Now please skip to the slide number 8. As far as the sales split by products is concerned, it shows a stable proportion with the majority of sales realized in the hygiene segment. The split by geography shows a small decline in the Central and Eastern Europe, which is compensated by growing proportion of deliveries to countries outside Europe. Next slide, please. On the balance sheet, I would like to draw your attention to the following points. First, the quarter-on-quarter decrease in inventories incorporates two effects. The continued build-up of inventory of finished products was compensated by their downward revaluation in line with the declining polymer prices. The main reason for the overall decline in inventory was the decrease in inventory of raw material due to the polypropylene shortage in Europe. Second, trade payables deserve a special attention because we invested a large amount of our working capital in the first quarter in order to fully utilize the financial discounts for early payment of polymer purchases. Trade payables are currently at minimal levels as we significantly reduce the creditor days ratio. And third, the previous point also was the main reason why we did not continue in reduction of net debt in the first quarter. However, the financial benefits related to early payment of polymer purchases far outweighed the interest expenses related to the debt financing. Next slide. As far as the cash flow statement is concerned, it reflects actually what has been already said and pointed out, so let me skip to the next slide, which relates to CapEx development. The capital expenditure was very moderate in the first quarter and comprised solely of maintenance CapEx. Now I will hand back over to František, who will talk about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year and about the dividend payout.
Thank you, Marian. With respect to the guidance, I can only confirm that the results for the first quarter are in line with our expectations and within the range that we set for EBITDA this year. This takes into account the fact that in the second quarter most of the positive pass-through effect from the first quarter will be eliminated due to the rising polymer prices. And now, dividends. With respect to the dividends, the Board of Directors decided to propose to the upcoming annual general meeting of shareholders a dividend payout of 1.15 euro per share, or almost 10.6 million euro in total. We believe that the proposed dividend provides our shareholders with an attractive return on their investment. Also, in the future, of course, subject to maintaining satisfactory financial performance and the absence of other attractive opportunities, we would like to continue with a progressive dividend policy. That is the end of our presentation, and we are now ready to answer your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, that's star and 1 if you wish to ask a question on the phone line. Okay, and your first question comes in the line of Palm Bruins. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I wondered if you could comment on your view for polymer prices for the next couple of quarters, how you see those developing and how that'll impact on the results, and if you could perhaps comment on availability of polymers for the company during this period of, you know, force majeure that we've seen from a lot of producers. That's my first question. My second question would be sort of my traditional one. How do you see the supply-demand balance for nonwovens in Europe at the present moment? Thank you.
Thank you for the questions. You know that to predict the polymer prices, it is a little bit difficult job for us. I think that's for everybody. We expected that we would be enjoying a little bit longer low polymer prices. Unfortunately, not. And you know, okay, there is some link to crude oil prices, but I think that the situation in Europe and the very high prices which we can see now, it is really linked with the unexpected force measures which were announced by some producers. You know, force measures. In reality, it was about technical issues. But generally, I think what is important, there will be some impact in the second quarter, the third quarter. Okay, we hopefully will be able to balance, let's say, the polymer prices and our sales prices. And what is more important, we have, let's say, the necessary volume of polypropylene and polyethylene for our production. It means that Pegas, let's say, hasn't had any issues to collect the necessary volume for its operation, or European operations, and even for Egypt operations. This is about the polypropylene and polyethylene. Question number, also the second question. I think that the situation in Europe or EMEA region is without any significant changes. We still believe that there is some slight overcapacity because some new lines went into operation, but you know, then it depends on the portfolio of products which we have or our competitors have. And I think that to describe that, more balanced, no surprises, let's say.
Are there any other lines that will be coming online in Europe in the coming months, or is this it for right now?
I think that some lines have been announced. I think that the majority of them are already in operation.
Mm-hmm.
It means that, and I haven't heard about anything new. It means which should influence, let's say, 2016 or 17.
Okay.
This is my current knowledge.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes to the line of Peter Bartek of Erste Group. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I would have a few technical questions. If you could provide us a split of raw materials category in the P&L. Second is whether you would expect the interest costs would be stable going forward or possibly still lower. And the effective tax rate was relatively low compared to my estimate, so I wonder whether you expect any changes in the effective tax rates in next quarters.
Okay. Let me start with the interest rate costs. So let's say currently we are working on some refinancing, and let's say from my perspective, I would of course appreciate, and I'm fighting for to slightly, at least slightly decrease the interest costs for the future. But now it's difficult to comment, and we can give you some more clear picture once the refinancing will be, let's say, finalized. Effective tax rate, honestly, I didn't calculate for the first quarter. So there is an increase comparing to the last year because of, let's say, because of the fact that one of our production plant here in Czech Republic, let's say, finished the government incentives. But it's difficult for me to compare it with your calculation. So
in Q1 it was less than 7%, so it looks relatively low.
But in 2014 our tax expense was $500,000, and in 2015 we had a tax expense of $1 million, which is almost 80 or 90% increase between year on year. And this I consider it shows the fact that we really lost the tax incentives on one of the operating subsidiaries. So,
and the split of raw material costs, if it's possible.
What do you mean by split of material costs?
Earlier you provided split to electricity, polymer costs and other costs. Now there is only one category, so.
Okay, you mean cost composition? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You are right.
Okay, this.
We. It is not included in the presentation, and we can edit. Yeah. Hmm. So we will send this cost composition, and we will add it to the presentation.
Thank you.
But the percentages, they almost do not change, so that's why we skipped it in the presentation, because it does not provide any significant information to you, I believe.
Okay, it means that this is similar to the previous quarters. Okay. And we will provide.
And nevertheless, we will provide you with this cost composition. Yeah.
Thank you.
You have another question from Bamberg. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my follow-up questions. With regards to the tax incentives, it is a fact that tax breaks for the individual operating units will be rolling off here in the coming years. Could you just remind us, please, when the next unit will lose its tax breaks, and if it's possible to give some sort of guidance for an effective tax rate for this year, for next year, as these tax breaks expire? My second follow-up question would be with regards to CapEx, and I apologize if you already discussed this in the presentation earlier, but if you could just update us on what your current thinking about line expansion at the Egyptian plant, and more importantly, if you see any opportunities to go farther afield, say with Procter & Gamble, to invest wherever it might be. It could be Africa, it could be Asia, it could be wherever. Thank you very much.
We'll start with the extension of the production facility in Egypt. As we communicated, we believe that we would be able to give you some information in the second half of 2015. Personally, I would like to finalize the discussions and tell you the results in the third quarter. We are in, pretty developed stage of, let's say, decision-making process. That's all what I can tell you. And regarding the new opportunities, expansion opportunities, as we said many times. We are exploring some new opportunities, and if something really interesting, we would go for that. Currently, there isn't anything which we could, let's say, talk about. It means that nothing concrete, and
okay.
Too early, in very early stage. Yeah.
Okay.
And with regards to effective tax rate and tax incentives, the additional production plan, which is Pegas NV, the tax incentives expire. The last year of tax incentives will be 2017, so it means from 2018 there will be standard taxation. Mm-hmm. And the Pegas NS is 2023.
Which one is that? Is that
in NS?
In NS.
Yeah.
That's the eighth line.
This is line number 9 and line number 10.
Yeah.
Line number 9, NS. No. Line 10.
Yeah, the investments in 2007 and 2011. But I think that we don't have any precise calculation of the effective tax rate after, you know, this expiration of these two, let's say, lines. I think that we would have to calculate it, and I'm not sure whether we've ever provided anybody with these details. But I think that we can check it, okay?
So the next time, the next, as it were, increase in tax rate because of expiries of tax benefits would be in 2018.
Exactly.
2018. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, 2018 next hike. And if I could, please, I wanted to have one other question with regards to share buybacks. Again, I don't know if you addressed this already, but under what conditions would you consider doing a share buyback? You know, I'm sure there are a lot of moving parts there, but if you could maybe just walk us through what the moving parts would be.
I think that currently it is difficult to share anything because, as Marianne said, we need to finalize, let's say, refinancing process, and we would like to do that within the third quarter. And of course, if we have enough money and cheap long money, and no other, let's say, investment opportunity or growth opportunity, then I think that we can go for share buyback. But I think that the best time, which we will know maybe a little bit more, it will be in August when we will be announcing our, let's say, second quarter results. Now it is too early. We need a lot. We need to do a lot of work still, you know.
Okay, and just regarding the refinancing, is this going to be further crown denominated bonds, or is this refinancing euro debt with the banks? Again, I apologize if you've already said.
No, Bram. There is several options, and we are evaluating these options and trying to find, let's say, the most appropriate composition of funding and tenors to satisfy our needs. And as I said, we are in the process right now of the evaluating and discussing with banks and different types of alternatives. So really, the August will be the best timing to let's say answer all details and to share all details with regard to financing.
Okay, should I expect that at the end of all this that your financial firepower, the capacity that you have to take on debt will be increasing at the end of the day?
I think that you will get more information, you know, more detailed information than now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. And no further questions at this time, sir.
If there are no more questions, then thank you for your attention and looking forward to hearing from you soon, next quarter. Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.